Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Saturday, the 6th of July 2024. Today's topic is Jesus prays for believers. Our text today is taken from John chapter 17 verses 20 through 26. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Verse 22. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovedst me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. Verse 26. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Our memory verse today is taken from John chapter 17 verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, Prayer is an integral part of our relationship with God. Jesus in our text made intercessory prayer. Gordon Cove rightly said that praying people in the Bible were intercessors. Abraham pleaded for Sodom and Gomorrah. Samuel prayed all night for Saul and continually interceded for the nation. Jesus Christ knew the importance of prayer and made a duty of it. From the prayer of Jesus for believers, we have some important lessons to learn. First, believers of today are included in the prayer of Christ to the Heavenly Father. So, you are a fortunate person. Second, believers are to be united because Christ has prayed for us and also empowered us with His glory. So, we must do our part to make Christ's request real in our relationship with other believers. Third, it is clear that true believers in Christ will spend eternity with Him in heaven. Finally, the prayer of Jesus Christ reveals the love of God for you, a believer. So share His love with everyone you meet, either sinners or saints. Jesus still prays for the church. Quote for the day. Jesus still prays for the church. The challenge for today is, we need to pray for all men. Prayer. Lord Jesus, I thank you for praying for me. Help me to bring others to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.